Fine, this is my Shabbos, which I'm starting Sichas. So the first Shabbos in terms of when's the best time for one to say Sichas. A lot of different options, during the night, during the morning. So the Bach says the best time really to say Sichas is besides the first night. First night is many people do. Like I say, it's the best time technically is Soif HaLaila, says like Marv Ezer brings down, like Kesh Baruch is floating around, this is Man Rachamim. And technically the best ideal time for one to say Sichas is before Alois, that's the biggest Zman of Ratzin. If that's not going to work out, it doesn't work into your schedule. So the second best time Ramesh says in Tshuva that we find the Gemara Yevamos Ayin Beis Mizan Chatzos also is considered Eis Ratzin. So therefore, if you can do at the end of by Alois, the second best time is to do it by Chatzos. If neither of those two are options, just it's going to kill your whole day. It's not really practical. So you get. You're supposed to get up early in the morning, so earlier than you usually get up, and you know, the earlier the better. And that's in terms of the best minhag, in terms of saying Sichas. Technically, Sichas could be the whole day. You know, as if you can do it in the morning, you know, after first Seder, you go to Shtiblach, and suddenly get Sichas now. I think they have it over there. Technically, you can do it the whole day, but the minhag is definitely to do it before Shabbos, but technically, you can do it the whole day. So they asked Ramosha that, what about doing before Chatzos at night? So Al Pi HaRizal, doing before Chatzos is Oyem V'Neira, the Yigam Amidus, and you're not supposed to do it. So Moshe comes out, Lamaisa Tshuva, that if you can have a minyan which is going to be mevatel the minyan, people aren't going to do Slichas, so then you shouldn't be mevatel it, you should be mekel this year, Hirosh Shah, and as people can't go out after Chatzos, they can't do it, or whatever the story is, Hirosh Shah, you can be mekel to do before Chatzos. So Vadi Yontri Pekvias, and you have to tell people that it's just bigger than Hirosh Shah, and not together part of the Seder Yom of every single year. What? If what? So do it after Chatzos. So you say yourself. We'll get to that in a second. What you have to skip when you're doing it. It's interesting that Rav Avadia has a tshuva and he's mitzaref in Chutz Laretz. What's the problem with saying you're not allowed to say you can meet us for Chatzos because, you know, I'll pick up all. So Rav Avadia is mitzvah in tshuva that. It's a very interesting question. Where does Mount Govasser? For example, where's the Shabbos? Like, where's the Shabbos? So where's Shabbos? So it's one time, America's different time, you go to Australia, it's like, Kesh Baruch Hu is resting on a different day. So how does it work? So there's a big vikuchim amongst the Svarim HaKadoshim. Some say it's Holy Eretz Yisrael. And some say each place, Shemaim, can kind of get that area, that's where, you know, that's where it is. When does the Kesh Baruch Hu down a person in Rosh Hashanah? Some say it's Old Holy Eretz Yisrael. Some say it's probably in each place, Kafi, where you are, that's where it's going to be. So Avanichu wants to be starved that if it's after Chatzos in Eretz Yisrael, and you're in America, so then it's after Chatzos in Eretz Yisrael, so you starve to make a minyan before Chatzos. Talk about it, I'm going to get a minyan, you know, it's not something which we do, and like I said before, best time is safe at Laila, Shlamim to Chatzos, afterwards do early in the morning, Bishnah the Baker, and Shlamim for us all day, and the worst would be at night before Chatzos. Right, now before you say Slichus, the Sim Mem Zayin brings down that could be after Birkas HaTorah before Slichas. Shaili saying Pesukim, Stanley Melatorah, B.R. saying Pesukim, Derek Tefillah. So Mishpur brings down that ideally, I mean, you're supposed to make Birkas HaTorah before Slichas when you get up in the morning, because it's being there saying Pesukim, even though it's Derek Tefillah, you're supposed to Lamaisa say Birkas HaTorah. Who didn't have to wash your hands, wash Nego Master before Slichas? If it's after Lais, you do it with a bracha. So here's the step. Let's say somebody comes late and the Sibra's ahead of you. So what should you do? Should you skip? Should you just go straight? Do it al pi seder? I might say the Iker Slich is supposed to be biach with the Sibra. So therefore, if somebody comes late, skip. And afterwards, you should start where they're up to, say Ashrei, skip wherever they're up to. And afterwards, go around and finish off the rest.
You're going fast.
What do you say?
Do
say a half and skip. That's not. You have to say. Oh, you don't say half a thing. Skip half a thing. Skip. Maybe say a whole one and then.
I don't know, skip.
Yeah. Say a whole one and then. You know, now, but the Yigam Amidus. So Yigam Amidus is. The Gemara says is a bris kruso. The Yigam Amidus. Any chazaras reikum. There's a haftacha the yigam midas, the person does it the kavana, then always Kadosh Baruch Hu answers your nachas zaris reikam. But the yigam midas, you know, say bechidis, I would say betzibur. So you only say it if you're doing it with a minion. If you're not a minion, you're not going to say it. You're allowed to do it with not derech tefillah. You can do it with the trop. If you do it with a nigan, then that's also okay. So the question is, if you're in a minion and they're going quicker than you, so what you're supposed to do is every time they get to yigam midas, you should stop where you're up to, say yigam midas, and then go back and be mamshech the kapato with your up to.
Just you can do this
with
also.
Not just yigam midas. That's the
ikar.
Yeah, that's the yigam midas. That's the, I mean, the minute stuff on the yavar. Say you can meet this and go back to the tzibur. And the, another chilek which now say bechidus is the Aramaic chilek. Mer brings down that the malachim don't know Aramaic. If we anything, if you don't know, let's say it with tzibur. So all the chilekim which are in Aramaic, if you're not down with tzibur, you're not able to say it. So the question is, let's say you're in a tzibur and they're going quicker than you. So are you able to say it or not? So if Yashar Paskin calls man that Tzibur is still davening, then they're still saying Slichas, you could say those Chalakim, but if like they finish and they're like starting Shacharis, then already it's too late and they're able to say it. So the difference between eating Yigam Midas and Aramaic Chalakim. Yigam Midas has to be Mamash Shav and Shav, you have to be with them, and if you're in the middle, you stop to say it with them. There are Aramaic Chalakim over there, those you can say calls man is Tzibur still saying it, then you're able to...
What
you say? No, I don't think so. They're not saying that chiluk at the beginning. That'll be whatever. Now, minig Eretz Yisrael, like they're going to only do one Hashanah and not three Hashanahs. Like, if this is your first time here, like, I always wonder then, like, how they go quickly at the end. It's only for sure, like, what happened over here. Chinese only say one Hashanah. In America, they say the Siddur has three Hashanahs. Therefore, then it goes quickly. There's an interesting vikuach about Machnisei Rachman. You're allowed to say it or not. The Maral says that Yonsei Machnisei Rachman. There's Yishamah who says that we don't need to ask Malachim to bring our tefillahs in. We go straight to Ibn Shalom and lay the Malach, the Acher. But the Chesavit Shuvah says he doesn't know what to do. My sister has been a Kaiso, Mitzarechad doesn't tell me to say it. He said, you should just dive it slowly and like sort of skip it. That's what some Sefer did. I got him there, different yeshiva, different answers why we just say Mechnis Erachim. And you know, obviously, he's telling your midday whether you say it or you don't say it. Lechichi is supposed to stand by Slichas if it's like very, very hard and very tired. So for Kal Melech and Yigam Midas, you should stand. But ideally, you're supposed to stand till then, till Schar HaMecha. You're supposed to stand ideally for Slichas. Right, any questions, Slichas, before we move on to Rosh Hashanah?
How's it going?
Good thing. You don't have to. So it's, you know, bad thing, you're supposed to wear a tefillin all day, right? Just we don't wear it because we can't, whatever. So it's a nice thing to do, but.
One
non finishing individual
behind. Does it
even
have to
daven? You should do it.
Even though I have to daven,
I guess you can't do the Aramaic. Yeah, you say all the chalakim, which somebody told me he was once in a share, and like Baruch Hu said, like, how can we have to say slichas so many times? So somebody else piped up, like, yeah, can you say, I'm sorry, like, what's going on? So the guy piped up, like, it's a Baruch Hu asking a question. Laughing. Okay, right. Okay, it turns out Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is brought down. That's very chash. We need to fast Rosh Hashanah. The measure brings down. He fasts Rosh Hashanah. It's mechaper shlish of avinus, and that the correct thing is supposed to fast. When do you fast till? You fast till mincha gedayla, tava mincha, and then afterwards you break isaneinu, and then afterwards you break your fast. The minig is to go to the mikveh Rosh Hashanah. So if you want to know, when's the first time you can go to the mikveh? Because you know, if you're not used to going to the mikveh, it's like a little uncomfortable. You have to used to it. So the chadim exam like an hour before chatzais. Till then, you shouldn't go to the mikveh. And from an hour before chatzais, then you're able to. That's the zman you could go. Lechachila, you could go. Technically, you could go before. You know, last year, like you know, people were very nervous about corona in terms of going to the mikveh. So you know, a lot of people just went right away in the morning before the crowd came. But like one of the chiyuvim was to wait the hour before midnight. That's the earliest time when you're supposed to, when you're supposed to do it.
Can you wash after
Chatzis? Yeah, you're allowed to wash. That's a misconception. You're allowed to wash Erev Shabbos. Make it in the whole day. It says from mincha ketana ve'elach mitzvah mevcher. From mincha ketana ve'elach, but that's a milad awash. That's a what?
I think it's asking because it's Thomas. Is that reason not to fast, not to wash?
No, it's fasting. It's after Mincha he's talking about, right?
Yeah,
after Mincha. He's going to an outside of Shabbos tomorrow. Yeah, it's said it, you know, it's said it. Some people have been to go to Beis HaKvaros. They go to Beis HaKvaros of Rosh Hashanah, you know, there's, I mean, like that. Oh, so one of the things we do at Rosh Hashanah is Ataras Nedarim. So Ataras Nedarim is, we're matur on the Nedarim, we shouldn't go. What's the reason why we want to go into Rosh Hashanah with the chet of Nedarim? So there's one very chashuv nekud about Ataras Nedarim, which is some Zama's Meir, that the Gemara Nedarim Daf Ches says, every time a person says, Ashkem Vesh Neperek Zeh, Neder got another okay. So every time you say, I'm going to make a chizek, I'm going to get for shachas, do 12 chizkos time a day, any chizek, you know, I'm not going to touch the internet, any chizek you're going to do, that has din of a neder. And then if you don't end up keeping that, it's end up you're around a neder. So it comes out, it's, you know, property term, Kabbalah, it's a very big issue. So Shmuel Zalman writes that, let's say I get stuck, let's say I want to give a certain organization, the Dreid Staka, it can't be Chayzer. So Shamzan writes that being that Erev Rosh Hashanah or Moisa Maida, any neder which I make, it's only neder, I don't mean it. So Shamzan said that works for any type of neder which you didn't say Lashon Neder, you didn't say Kremare like a carbon. For that type of neder, it works, that it's not going to be a neder. There's this new parsha of Nidri Mitzvah, which is Taras Mechadish. If you say before and I don't want it to be a mitzvah, I don't want it to be a Nidri Mitzvah, then it works. So therefore, it's a very chashuv inyan. There's some serious meidah which you do beforehand. It's parting you from all the nidrei mitzvah. Rabbi Yashiv didn't like it so much. We had some stories with Rabbi Yashiv with like somebody once said he was going to give a sefer Torah and then lost his money. And Rabbi Yashiv was like, "No, oh, it's a nidrei mitzvah. You have to do it." Rabbi Yashiv was not samechad, but Shmuel Zalman, Rav Aaron liked it. Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Zonnefeld, and you know the minig is, you know, the minig is omeko that some of this meidah. Therefore, a lot of people don't know about what about their wives. The wives don't do this. So a lot of people, what they do is they become a shliach for their wife to do the Ataras Nedarim in order, because of Mesiras Medah, and the wife makes them a shliach, and you tell the people doing it that you're being Mesiras Medah and doing Ataras Nedarim also for your wife. No, it's just make a shliach. Maybe she wants another. So, you have to ask her before that they can make a shliach. Now, one thing I did with Ataras Nedarim is that a lot of times they get shliach every year. Like, I didn't hear them say three times, Matalach, Matalach, or, you know, people are tired of Rosh Hashanah, right? Or, so, Lamai said, that was, now all three people said it, you know. Maker, then you only need one person once saying Matalach. If I could do it three times, it's just the Chazak Inyan. If I could all three people do it, it's the Chazak Inyan. So, you know, people always like very nervous to listen exactly to make sure they heard it. Because you need one person once to say Matalach. And all the other things are just the Rav Chaim Elsa and just Milas.
You do it once and it works for Yamabai?
You say Lashon Rabbim, and Hariya, Nachn, Hanu, Moisum, Maida. You just do a Lashon Rabbim, and when they say Akol Mutter, you say Akol Lachem. They also say Lashon Rabbim. What? Every time your wife, it's not been over and over, it's not been over and over in the Nefesh. She says, do 12 chazkos time a day. Or she's being makkel something sneeze. Or So one of the big challenges in Rosh Hashanah is in terms of davening for Bakasha Pratis or not Rosh Hashanah. So you do what the Zoya says, that if somebody davens on Rosh Hashanah for his own personal things, it's like a dog barking, have. And Rosh Hashanah is a day of Kabbalah Malach Shemayim, and you're not supposed to be davening for your own personal, private things in Rosh Hashanah. Right, it's stipled Chazanish that we say that the Nunzer Adar Avada were not in the Madriga, and Avada a person should ask for a personal Bakashas on Rosh Hashanah, and a person is not doing it, it shows that person doesn't have the correct hergish of the din. And the minig and the proper thing is that Avada we do ask for personal things on Rosh Hashanah. There's also a vikwach, you're allowed to cry or not on Rosh Hashanah, because you're not allowed to cry on Shabbos. So the question is, are you allowed to cry on Rosh Hashanah? So the reason, right, somebody who doesn't cry on Rosh Hashanah shows that he's not holding in the proper madriga. The Goyin of the land says that you're not supposed to cry on Rosh Hashanah. So they say, the chel is like this, that if you're holding by crying, you shouldn't try to make yourself cry. But if that's, you know, beside Vekas, beside the Imak Adin, and the person cries, and the that's the reason. It's a good thing to do, and it's a good thing to do. The minig is on Rosh Hashanah, people don't have nuts. Why don't we have nuts? Because egoiz is gematria chet. So therefore, that's the reason why we don't have nuts. Yeah, the Kuski says famous about that. And people said, Magbert, I'm nuts. And like, his wife put nuts in the thing and got upset. He started screaming at her. He said that Chet is also Gematria Chet, not just Eges. And well, all these things are in Yonim. You know, sometimes you have Shaz, Ben Lechaveri, like, and, you know, about Ben Lechaveri in these situations I've had many times ago for us. So the minig is we don't put nuts. Some of the minig also is brought down not to have bitter things, like things with vinegar, and things which grapefruit, things which are very, 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 very bitter people have also. That's the same thing. It's a cemetery, one of a nice, sweet new year. If it's mixed in and you don't taste it, then it's okay. And there's the crude is, it's only if you taste it. If it's mixed in and you don't taste it, then it's beside the gummer. Fine. So Rosh Hashanah night. So the minig is that we Rosh Hashanah night. The minig is that we do simonim. The more in harius bring down simonim milsehi. That is, we say the simanim. It's to make a shame to. Interesting. The Kav Chaim says, "What's the thing of simanim?" He says, "The ikar thing of simanim is the tefillah which you say with the hiri tshuva. That's what the ikar thing is." He says, "Lamashal, let's say you have something which you're allergic to. You fish. You're allergic to fish. You can't eat fish. You look at fish, you're gonna throw up if you eat it." So he says, "Batsim, if you see it, you can say it." And the ikar is the hiri tshuva and of the simanim. The different halachim we say with the Shem Hashem, and not the Mishmur brings down and say with the Shem Hashem. The staple on the hand didn't do it with the Shem Hashem, but you know, it's totally fine to say with the Shem Hashem. So there's a whole discussion about with the apple. What do you do first? Do you dip the apple in honey? Right, I think that's knows from the song. That's people are used to doing it. Or do the Shem Hashem come first? Because Be'etzem in Hilchas Kedima Brachas. That's Zayin Minim come first. So that's technically the Rimayin should come first, because that's from the Shevus Aminim, and it should be really before the apple. So some ideally that's the correct thing to do. If your Minim Mishpach is always to do the apple first, then Shem Zayin said don't bring the Rimayin to the table. If it's not, the Shevus Aminim is not in front of you, so maybe you can say it's not in front of you and do it. But if somebody doesn't have a clear minute, then about that you should do on the Shevus Aminim first before he does on the apple. So that's Kedima Brachas, special thing. What? Maybe as Chaviv. It's like that. It's Chaviv to you. You want to put the passage says it should be the Shevus Aminim should become first. Fine, during the Shevus Aminim Tshuva, we add on Melech HaKadosh, Melech HaMishpat, Sechreinu Mechem Baicha. So the question is, somebody forgets it is a Makav or not. So the only thing really is Makav at the end of the day is a Melech HaKadosh. It's printed with the Bechar Makav, and so the only thing really is Makav is a Melech HaKadosh. So the question is, let's say somebody has a suffix. You're not sure if he said it or not. So, but Derek always say, if you're not sure, we say that the person did minastam what he's ruggled to do. And if you're not sure, you're going to have to say it over again. But Mishpura says like this. If when you start to say, like, they give a bang, so you're planning on saying it, and you only have a suffix later on, so they don't remember what you did, that's not called a suffix. It's only if you had a suffix like mamash right away, or you don't remember that you said it, then that's considered a suffix. But if the suffix is not till later on, so then that would not be considered a suffix, and it's going to be okay. Now there are certain people who always have suffixes in everything. Right? Story of Shlomo Zalman, have you heard this before? Story of Shlomo Zalman, that somebody walked into Shlomo Zalman's house by Beis Sera, and he said that, she said, I put milk into the chan last week. So Shlomo Zalman asked her a couple questions, and he passed on his mutter. So when she walked out, his kids are like, that's like Basim Chav Derei, so what's going on? He said, this lady always has svekas, and her svekas don't have a dimin safek. So the arts and people always have svekas. You have to know whether your svekas have a dimin safek. I got somebody who asked me a shower, and I have to work on it, that there's a lady who's sick. I'm saying she's having treatments, young lady, very unfortunate situation. And if you had asked to say, you only had a suffix later on. If it's a little bit after Shemin Esrei, you can assume it's done when they said it. If it was right away, like in Shemin Esrei, not sure, then it's a problem. Depending on like Shemin Esrei is also, but if it's not right away, then it's going to be okay. So the whole discussion, you have to buy your wife a present on Rosh Hashanah. Why is Rosh Hashanah considered? Is it a yontiv? Is it just? Is it a moyed? Is it a chag? All the talk back and forth. Shabur says it sounds like it is a lashon, it is a yontif, it is a moed, it is a chag, you'd have to. So someone went to Rabbi Yashiv, and Rabbi Yashiv said that you don't have to. So the Torah of Aaron David, Aaron David said, don't tell anybody about that. You know, what could be a better way, a schus, to go into the Yom HaDairah, making your wife happy? And you know, it's a good thing to do. What? So there's a machlekes, a fast on Rosh Hashanah. If you don't fast, then you have to basa yayin. So it's one of, you know, it's one or two. Okay, Kabbalah is quick about Shafer. So there's an interesting machlekes with the Gei Briskarav and the Chazanish, whether the Shafer has to be done up Yisrael Brachas and Rosh Hashanah. Briskarav is machma that has to be done up Yisrael Brachas. Therefore, if you have a long Shemin Esrei and you miss the beginning of the brachas, so then the others that's chasarin and the rosh hashatz. So Bishkav used to make sure to be finished with the shatz. Now the minigam was not like that. The minigam is as long as that be said a brachas, and that's going to be okay. Now the shvarim in Eretz Yisrael, if it's the first time here, is a little bit different than we do in America. America they do straight shvarim, and over here they do either hutu. There are different ways of doing it. So if this is for your first time here, don't faint. It's it is based on Rishayim. It is machlekes Rishayim. Definitely an American mahach is definitely more pashat, because the Gemara says if you shvarim, if you go too long, it turns into tekiya. So if you go hutu, it's very shvarim, how that turns into tekiya. You know, it's a very big question. Therefore, most of the American minyanim around do some of the tekiya straight, because definitely that was the minhag when people were coming from there, and you know, definitely more passes in this together for a lot of the American men. They split it up, the straight and not the straight. What's cool listening to the Shafer? So if you hear it, and you know, people are always nervous, I'm not sure if I heard the whole thing. If you heard basically what it was, and that's considered that you heard it, and it's to the Yitza. You're not supposed to be mafsik. It's brought down, you should be mafsik once to make the first bracha till after the end. So Davish not to mafsik, but we daven and we do all those other things. But you should discuss kiseh yatsa if you go to the bathroom. You got all snap, it might be paskin, yeah. But basically together is you shouldn't talk in other inyanim. It should be minyani tefila, minyani. But about that somebody's mafsik or something about it, that's something which is not makiv, and that would be okay. Okay, stop it. Fine.